Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. This show gives you the concepts, and it asks you to engage that wonderful mind that God gave you to come up with outside-the-box solutions to your health problems. No better example of this or forum to entertain yourself with is the subject of genetics. Now, why do I say that? Why do I say you have to learn about genetics? And gang of health devotees, let me tell you, the impact of genetics on your health and your future is going to be equivalent to what just happened with computers. It was a mere 30 years ago that many of you were in college, 30 or 40 years ago, and computers were just something that we were just scratching the surface of. 30 years later, look at the impact. 40 years later, look at the impact. If you were in college in the 80s, as I was, look at the impact over 30 years. Even grandpa has to learn to surf the web now. We have people in their 80s that hop on that keyboard and get going. Everybody's got it down now. Isn't it interesting? 10 years ago, if you talked to someone in their 70s or 80s and you said, you know, look this up on my website, they kind of looked at you with this face like they were about to get a migraine. That's gone. Your average 70-year-old today is no longer living in the Stone Age with regard to computers. Everybody's got the computer down. The same thing is starting and has to happen with genetics. Now, this was the talk of the day back in the 50s when Watson and Crick in 1952 worked out the full molecular structure of the DNA molecule, that it was a double helix and not single-stranded and blah, blah. And we don't need to get into it, but it was the stuff of the day. And then it disappeared. It disappeared for a long time. And then 10, 15 years ago, Craig Venter and another scientist whose name I'm not really interested in, they mapped the human genome. So, to cut to the chase, chromosomes, and we all know chromosomes, chromosomal abnormalities. We have 46 of them, 23 pairs in humans. Chromosomes are just strings of DNA. And along those long strings, I think there's 6 miles of DNA. There's a string of DNA in each human cell that if you unspool it and just lengthen it out from end to end, it's about 6 miles long. And that string of DNA, which is composed of these little building blocks called nucleotides, that string of DNA spanning a full 6 miles is all stuffed in to one cell. It's all stuffed in some seemingly incoherent way. Of course, you've got to stuff 6 miles of DNA into a cell, which is a very tiny space, you know, to fit it all in there. And along that string of DNA are segments of it, segments of nucleotide sequences. And those segments, when we find out what they tell the cell to do, what they tell the cell to produce, we call that area a gene. And you'll see pictures of this on my website. I'm going to do a part two to this show today, so hit the website if you're listening now, or hit the website straighttalk.cc, soon to be health, radicalhealthsolutions.net. We're shifting our emphasis. The public demands it. Success demands it. But hit the website later, presently straighttalk.cc, and you're going to hear the next half of this show. For now, understand this, and then we'll get to the point. Understand that each cell has on the chromosomes 6 miles of nucleotide sequences, adenine, thymine, guanine, and cytosine. Building blocks called nucleotides that create a spiral, a double helical spiral that we call DNA. And along that spiral, at some point, we figure out that at specific areas along that strand tell the cell to produce certain things, or that command the cell to do something. And once we figure that out, we say, there's a gene there. So in that 6 miles of nucleotide sequences, we have about 20, 30,000 genes. So genes are just nucleotide sequences. Different sequences of adenine, thymine, guanine, and cytosine. That's all you got to know. It really is. It's that simple. It really is. And I'll tell you why it's that simple. Because if you can put that in your mind, in your visual, 6 miles of thread, and every so many angstrom units, very small distances, are sequences of nucleotides which tell the cell to do something, like become a cancer cell, like grow your hair longer, like make your eyes blue. If along those sequences we find out what the specific command is, we label that a gene. Now take that 6 miles and tie it all up. Stuff it into a cell. That's the way the DNA exists in the nucleus of the cell, all stuffed up. You got to get that concept, because when we say to you the gene may express or it may not express, when we say to you, you've got this deleterious gene, you've got this bad gene, you got this gene in your body that you got from your mother or father or grandmother, and that gene is going to give you cancer or heart disease or a tendency to cancer or heart disease. We say when that gene expresses, you're going to get hurt. Now, what you've got to know is that gene is all tied up in a rat's nest of stuffed up DNA. We call that chromatin. When you take that 6 mile strand and just stuff it together and twist it around and make it look like a rat's nest, that spool of thread has to unravel for that deleterious gene to express. Just because it's there gives you the tendency. It's not until that rat's nest of spooled thread begins to unravel that that dangerous gene can do anything bad to you. So there's a gap time. There's a gap time between the day you're born with the mutation and the day that mutation unravels to express. That gap time is the reason you didn't have the disease when you were 20, but now you're 60 and you got it. You got to have that concept. Because now you got to understand where the scam is. There's always a scam. Where there's big money, there's always a scam. Isn't that what your life has told you is true? Hasn't your experience told you, with respect to what you do for a living, your profession, that what we tell people on the outside doesn't really have anything to do with what's going on the inside? Isn't that the truth? Think of what you do for a living. Think of the 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years that it's taking you to accrue mastery of what you do. You may be in the police department. You may be in the fire department. You may be a lawyer, a criminal attorney, a tax attorney. You may be a CPA. You may own a restaurant. You may be in construction. You may be a plumber. You may be a doctor. Isn't there a huge difference between how you see it on the inside and how others see it on the outside? And wouldn't you agree that often the disparity between the two is you know where the money trail leads? You know how policies are made. You know how reality given to the public, you know on what basis it's spawned. And if it's not solely controlled by dollars and cents, it's largely influenced, to say the least. I am telling you that about this new form of propaganda come down the pipe. And it cost Angelina Jolie her breasts, and I believe her ovaries. I believe she chose the hysterectomy and to have her breasts taken. Now, I'm not talking about her. I'm using her as an example of decisions that people are going to be making on behalf of a limited understanding of what they're being told. She was told, like her mom, she had the gene that was going to give her a cancer. And wisdom and medical counsel compelled her to make the decision to avert the catastrophe by cutting out body parts because of the tendency. What you have to understand is that when you're being told you have the mutation and therefore you are coded for a certain type of disease based upon genetic testing, genetic profiling, that increases probabilities, but that the difference between the presence of the mutation and its expression, they are two different discussions. And that, in fact, we have much influence as to whether the mutation ever expresses. That it's not a dead ringer. That because you have it doesn't mean you're going to get it. Because the increase in probability is 4 times doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get it. And the reason is, and this is why I laid the foundation, the reason is just because you have a sequencing that's mutagenic, that you don't have the normal sequence of nucleotides, thus you have the deleterious gene, just because you have that, that doesn't mean it's going to unravel and express to your dismay. Now, that knowledge is spawning another field in genetics called epigenetics, which, of course, the holistic people are all clapping about, because it gives you options. Because if somebody says you test positive for the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene, and therefore you have a much higher probability, of getting breast cancer, it doesn't necessarily mean that inclination's ever going to express, meaning that area is ever going to unravel for expression. So the holistic community likes that. You should understand this reality. But then, to complicate matters, what the holistic community tends to do then is give you a false sense of security. And this, guys, is what's coming down the pipe. You're going to go to Kaiser Permanente. You're going to go to your healthcare provider. They're going to do profiling. As we map the genome, we're going to map out tendencies to express thousands of diseases. And when we see interesting probabilities, you're going to be told about it. You know, we've got ethical issues here, too, because how do you support a healthcare system like that when you know someone's got higher probabilities for this disease and that disease? The actuaries in your insurance companies are all calculating this in. And where do we go with that? So it's a big hodgepodge, but all that stuff aside, yes, profiling is for real, and you will be profiled. Profiled to the point where, like Angelina Jolie, you may make some very radical choices. I want you to be aware of something. Thus, our point at this juncture in the show. Because you have the mutation doesn't mean the mutation's going to express. Done. The second point. Do not let the holistic community rah-rah that reality into a false sense of security. You know, do this cleanse, take this supplement, do these healthy things, and don't worry about the increase in probability. Don't let them do that. It's point two. Point three, let me make a big statement to you. For you to make sure you shut off a deleterious expression, come down the pipe, means you have to get radical about your health. Right now, our current accountability under the dome of, yeah, well, you know, I'm into holistic medicine and I take care of my health and I believe in all that stuff and I have an acupuncturist and a chiropractor and, you know, I only buy organic at Whole Foods. This is a good thing, but this isn't going to turn genetic predispositions around. There's a difference between mildly engaging something and thinking you're in the safe zone or the secure zone because the guy down the street eats at McDonald's morning, noon, and night, and you know him at work, and you feel pretty comfortable because you buy and shop at Whole Foods. Please lose that myopia. To turn around a genetic tendency after the age of 60 is to get radical about your health. This is why this website's going radical. My concept is going radical. This is why RadicalHealthSolutions.net was born for 2019. This is why the book is coming out shortly. There are radical practices. And those radical practices, they've got heavy influence on genetic expression. This is epigenetics. When you exercise 4 times a week, maybe 5 times a week, 60 to 75 minutes, with your heart rate well over 140, when you really get healthy and exercise with that intensity, not this idiotic notion that a couple of walks around the park, you know, I see it in my business park here, people at lunch taking their 10 or 20 minute stroll, and they've got this complacent face on. I watch them. Like, I'm doing something for my health at lunch. I'm not just sitting there under the fluorescent light. I'm getting healthy with the walk. And I know I sound cynical here, but tough on everybody. This is a joke. Yeah, it's better than nothing. I don't care. It doesn't do anything. Yeah, it's better than nothing. But this isn't what you want. These are people operating under a very, very... Look, the Surgeon General, until a number of years ago, was telling you, the American public, that the exercise you needed consisted no more than 20 minutes, 3 times a week of walking. Take a walk for 20 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week. That was the Surgeon General's recommendation for exercise. Now, that's changed to something way more aggressive because it was such a crock. And this is what I'm trying to say to you. after 60, if you want real health, you've got to be that 70-year-old that knows how to run for a mile and a half up that hill. You've got to be that 70-year-old that goes on a 7 to 10-day water fast. You've got to be that 70-year-old that when you hit the bed at night, you don't wake up for 6 or 7 straight hours and you bounce out of bed with vigor. And so on and so forth. You've got to be that 70-year-old that's accrued over time a health practice, just like you, that 70-year-old, are sitting on $1 million or $2 million in the bank that you thought about 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. You've accrued a foundation of wealth and you're living off that interest, right? Isn't that what all the money shows are talking about? Here's a health show that's asking you to embrace the same model. You're not going to be that 70-year-old that at 69 years old runs out and says, oh, I got to get healthy. I'm way behind the curve. I could get cancer. I've got cancer. I got to do something. And then you run to GNC and buy a supplement. No, that's not the 70-year-old you need to be. So take the model from the health shows, from the financial shows. We have great financial shows. If we had talk health radio shows on the level we have financial shows, we'd have a whole other level of understanding in the public. But what do we have on air across the board, on websites across the board? We have Cliff Note versions. We do much better talking about money. Much better job talking about money. And what do all the money guys tell you? Don't start thinking at 69 about retirement and how you're going to support yourself. Start thinking about it at 30 or 40. All right? So you get my point. My point is, yes, go buy organic. Yes. Do the little cleanses. Yes. Do the little things for health that you do. But if you're going to turn around genetic predispositions, if you're going to make sure that that rat's nest of spooled thread is not going to unravel to your detriment, meaning if you're going to make sure that that deleterious gene doesn't express and take charge of your cell in bad ways for your health, if you're going to make sure of that, you got to get radical with your health. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. If this show makes sense to you and you've got a health concern, call this number, 714-850-1007. I don't think anybody does it better than me. I really don't. Pardon me, but that's a fact. 714-850-1007. Call the number, make the appointment, bring your health concern. Let me create a profile for you. Let me create a radical strategy for you. Step by step by step. And if you're really new to the show and you need more confidence, I've got 401 shows. This is show 401. And each Saturday on K-Brite at 10 a.m., I take on topics to give you a sense of how to begin inquiry with the right perspectives. But my suggestions are always radical. Well, they're not really radical, but to you they're radical. To me, they're just a way of life. Just a way of life. So I bring you the salt of the ocean every Saturday, because every Saturday before you hear me talk, I'm in the ocean. The cold, icy ocean. The colder, the better. I have my ritual worked out. My ritual, my health ritual, that's ever in flux. That's ever dynamic. Whose intention, which has an intention to give me a long life and radiant health, and the rest is in God's hands, you see? But I up my odds, and I get the benefits, and I will tell you, I get the benefits from the same things I ask you to do. So today's show, how to silence dangerous genes. This is called epigenetics. Now, epigenetics is a field in conventional science. This is not some left-wing, radical holistic notion, epigenetics. Epigenetics is a bona fide field. The problem with it, so now I want to give you another major concept. The problem with epigenetics is what we do is we study the influence of a single variable on deleterious gene expression, like weight. We say, if you get fat, the gene you have for cardiovascular disease is going to express. But if you're not fat, you're skinny, that gene won't express. And then we write a paper and everyone claps. And then we go beg on our hands and knees the National Institute of Health for more money to fund another study. Now here's the lie. Here's the scam. Welcome to my show, Mythbuster. Here's the scam. The National Institute of Health is never going to give its researchers enough money to fully explore epigenetics. The National Institute of Health is never going to give its researchers enough money to explore epigenetics. Epigenetics is already dead. Look it up yourself. Don't listen to me. Just go on Google, put in epigenetics. DNA is not your destiny. Things you can do. Listen to Bruce Lipton and Duncan and a whole bunch of other molecular biologists, so geneticists, write books on epigenetics, give their blurb on it, so on and so forth. And you're going to find in the end what I'm telling you is true. The research done in these areas is suggestive of what I'm saying, not conclusive, because they don't want to give anybody the money. And the truth is, in a nutshell, epigenetics and what you can do to make sure your genes don't express is about getting radically healthy. Done. Put it to rest there. Go out, be fruitful, and multiply. 714-850-1007. Call that number if you're lost in the labyrinth of help and you need direction and guidance. We will see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.